She is the coach of the Palisade volleyball team. And it's Wendy McCaskill. Wendy, appreciate the time. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Jim?
Doing fine. Good to talk with you. And, boy, your team is playing really well right now. It's been a funky year for everybody in high school sports, playing your sport in a season, a time of the year that you normally don't play, playing in the spring, normally volleyball, a fall sport in the state of Colorado. But your team has responded with all the COVID challenges and the change of season, playing some great, great volleyball, coming off that win over against Eagle Valley, eighth-ranked team in the state in 4A at that time. And you hand Eagle Valley their first loss of the season, a huge win for your volleyball team against the Devils.
Yeah, we were pretty excited. We saw them really early in the season, and as you said, things are different and moving very quickly for us. And it was our first bus trip and over our spring break, and we just really didn't step out and perform on the court. So we didn't really know how we would measure up to them. So it was great to see the girls kind of avenge that loss and show up, and for our level of play to be enough to give them their first loss, like you said. It was a fun match for sure.
Palisade 7-1 overall, 5-1 in the Western Slope League. Wendy McCaskill, coach of the Palisade volleyball team, with us. And Wendy, for you as a coach, I mean, you've been doing this a long time. I've asked a lot of coaches this from the different sports. What's been the biggest challenge in dealing with COVID? Obviously the change of season, we've mentioned that. That's different for everybody. But in terms of some of the protocols, things like that, what have you had to adapt the most to? What have been the biggest challenges for you to coach your team this season?
I think the biggest challenge is just you can plan all you want, but you need to plan for that to change.
Right.
And just to be flexible. And I think that is the biggest challenge that there is. The girls are doing fine with the masks and, any of the disinfecting and cleaning. And like you mentioned, change of season, all of that stuff has been easily taken in stride. But it's just the ongoing changes and what you think might happen tomorrow and it doesn't, and then you're rescheduling or whatever the case may be. And I think just learning to be flexible, and I think that's a life skill that not only is volleyball teaching us now, but it will be something we'll definitely have with us forever after this.
Bulldogs volleyball coach Wendy McCaskill with us today on the Team Sports Network. Your kill leader is somebody that you get to sit across the dinner table from on a regular basis. Your daughter Kendall with 142 kills. And I know one of the things that you've asked her to do this year, you've really asked her to be very versatile, play in all six rotations, play every different spot on the floor. That you've asked her to do an awful lot in the senior season for the Palisade volleyball team.
Yeah, each year I really start with just kind of looking at our personnel and what our strengths and weaknesses may be, and then how I can really put our strengths forward and try to hide those weaknesses the best that I can. So we have a really, we're calling it a creative lineup this year as far as how my players are aligned in the rotation. But it became pretty apparent, I think, that we were going to need Kendall to be a part of our offense as well, and to join in with the other hitters and not just be the one delivering sets. And she's responded very well to that. And I think the team is responding very well, because many of them are asked to do several different positions or roles within our lineup, and they're all doing great. And that's one of the nice things about having such an experienced team this year, is that they're able to do that and still be able to focus on playing the game.
Palisade volleyball coach Wendy McCaskill joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And one of those players too that allows you to have some flexibility is your sophomore setter Ella Steele. She's really provided, like I said, some of that that flexibility in your lineup.
Without a doubt. We kind of have been working with Ella since last year, thinking that this might be a direction we might have to go. And certainly if not this year, we would be looking for her to be a good, be the quarterback of our offense in the next couple of seasons. And so to get her that experience early and for her to be able to deliver balls to the hitters that we have this year, our experienced hitters, I think it's going to be great experience for her and will pay off certainly in the next couple of years as she continues through her career.
And we don't want to leave out the other Ella, Ellie Yanowicz, who is your second right now behind your daughter Kendall in kills. Ellie Yanowicz has 83 kills on the season. Also, she played really, really well in that victory over Eagle Valley.
Absolutely. Ella's kind of our secret weapon right now. She's kind of little, but she jumps out of the gym and she can hammer balls. And so teams so far haven't been keying on her. And so it's been great for her to just to be able to give her the ball and let her take care of it. and to have her, again, just kind of contribute to our team earning points. And so she's definitely been a big part of our offense, and has been just awesome to have see her just grow into her own this year.
Wendy McCaskill, coach of the Palisade volleyball team, 7-1 on the season overall, 5-1 in the Western Slope League, and coming off that victory over then 8th-ranked Eagle Valley. Got Summit on the horizon coming up this Saturday. Actually, that got canceled, didn't it? Didn't that match get canceled because of COVID?
Yeah, and that's one of the things we're talking about is, like, don't plan too far ahead.
Right.
So, yes, that team is currently in quarantine, and so we won't have that match on Saturday as we had planned. So our schedule's a little bit in flux right now, seeing if we can pick up another game and try to, you know, be able to move some things around and still see if we're able to, just get another match under our belts before hopefully the postseason. And so our AD's been working really hard on that for us. And but as of right now, correct, we won't be playing Summit on Saturday.
Still, at least according to Max Preps, which, no offense to the Max Preps folks, not always accurate, but it has you playing Thursday the 15th against Fruita Monument. So Wildcats been playing obviously better lately in the Southwestern League. So that is still on the horizon, a chance to score off against a Valley rival.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we, depending on our league schedule, there's been years we've been able to pick up a couple of the local schools, and then there's been other years that we don't even see them. So it's always exciting to have them on our schedule. I know the girls get really excited for those matches. And so, so we're excited to be able to not have to travel really far and to be right here in town. And the girls will know people across the net from them, and hopefully just to, with more spectators being allowed in the gyms now too, it should be a really fun environment.
Wendy McCaskill, coach of the Palisade volleyball team, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. And I know one of the concerns about the state tournament the same weekend as a very big club volleyball tournament here in the state, and I think they've been able to work through some of those things. But it has been a challenge because normally think of the spring, it's our friend AJ Eagley that listened to the program. He's in charge of the club volleyball program here in town. How much of a challenge has it been with club normally being this time of the year? You're coaching your girls in the fall. How has that worked out as far as the club volleyball season and the varsity volleyball season trying to coexist and move forward?
You know, some of our girls did play club in the fall season. So when CHASA changed to the season C that we're currently in, or D, I don't even remember where we are anymore.
Sure.
They were able to go and participate in the Power Series in Denver in the fall until everything kind of really got closed down. And I think for our athletes, they play club to be better for high school. And so our athletes have opted to put their time and effort right now into the high school season. And so club for us right now is on hold. But it certainly has presented a challenge, especially for those college-bound athletes locally or elsewhere that are trying to get exposure. And it's difficult sometimes to do that, especially here on the Western Slope, and certainly high school season over here versus being able to travel to some big tournaments elsewhere in the nation. So I think just trying to be patient, but our girls are fully right now committed to their high school season, and that's where, you know, they are investing their time and effort, and hopefully things will return to normal in the coming year.
We certainly hope so. We're all hoping for that, Wendy.
We all are hoping.
Yeah, keeping our fingers crossed. Now, Wendy McCaskill, Palisade volleyball coach, with us today on the Team Sports Network. One final thing I want to ask you, Wendy, is that I think that sometimes necessity becomes the mother of invention, and sometimes while COVID has been a challenge and it's been something that none of us wanted to go through, we've had to rethink how we approach things. And some of those things have led to some really positive changes. Has there been anything for you as a coach that, okay, well, this is the way we always did it pre-COVID, now we're into COVID and we had to change how we approach a certain thing, whether it's, you know, scheduling, whatever the case may be, that now maybe that's a better way to go? Have you had something like that happen where pre-COVID, this is how we did it, now we did it this way and actually might be better than the way that we did it before? Have you had anything that has popped up like that?
You know, the only thing that I can think of offhand is just that, you know, as coaches, we always tell the players, hey, you don't take anything for granted, and this is time for you to go out and play and to not look past any opponents and to just really seize the moment. And I think that's something that we're generally probably preaching to our players in any normal year. But I think this year it carries a little bit extra weight because we would say, hey, you're guaranteed pretty much 23 matches before postseason. Well, this year the seasons were cut to 14, and you're not even guaranteed those 14, as we saw with our league opponent being quarantined this weekend. And so there's really no guarantees. And so you really need to live in the moment, enjoy the journey, and take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way, because truly, now more than ever, it may not be there tomorrow. And your season, you might be quarantined, and your season might be done when you think you still have a few weeks left. And so just, I think, that life lesson again of just taking it a day at a time and enjoying the moment and the journey and knowing that there really aren't any guarantees. And I think that's been a big point of focus for us.